I want to bring in our guest this morning on the phone from the Freeze Notice Weather Center, Dan Hicks. How are you this morning, Dan?
Just fine. Good morning.
Good. Are you getting much rain where you are?
Just some sprinkles so far. Really not too much happening in the state right now. The heavier rains that moved into parts of Iowa overnight have pretty much weakened this morning, and we're left just mainly some light showers right now.
That seems to be kind of the story here lately around these parts. The reason we wanted to talk with Dan this morning, ironically, a little bit of rain this morning, not very much at all here, but was because of the dry conditions that we've been experiencing here this spring. From farmers to homeowners, everyone's been talking about how we could sure use some rain around these parts. We just don't seem to be able to sustain anything these days.
Well, that's true, and looking at the rainfall here the past 24 hours is kind of the situation of the haves and have-nots. Even as close as the northwest corner of Cass County, it looked like there may have been a few spots picked up over a half inch of rain. And there was kind of a bigger area of more significant rain. If you draw a line from just south of Council Bluffs to just north of Atlantic up toward the Jefferson area, north and west of that line, I think a lot of places had some quarter to one inch rainfall, a few locally heavier. But along and southeast of that line, including right here in Atlantic, amounts quite a bit lighter. And if you look at the radar right now, we're left with mostly just some light rain, and there's going to be some rain chances through the morning, but what falls additionally from this system looks like it's going to stay relatively light over most of the region. So, some beneficial rain in some northern and western parts of our listing area, but still a large part of southwest Iowa and of Iowa in general in need of greater rainfall.
I seem to remember earlier this spring looking at the drought monitor report, and it was showing that we've really kind of been in a drought, I guess you could call it, a mild drought anyway, at least since the latter part of last year, and it seems like that trend is continuing.
That's true. We went into the winter with some drought conditions over the state, and, in Iowa we don't really have much opportunity during the winter time to change that that drought index. We just don't get enough precipitation. Of course, a lot of the snow melt runs off, but we did have some nice rainfall in parts of western Iowa back in March, which helped things a bit. Looking at April rainfall, I show an inch in 1700s here in Atlantic, which is probably less than half the normal for April, and a lot of that fell during the first 10 days of April. So we've gone quite a long time up until this morning with relatively light rainfall across the state, and we've had some warm and windy days. Saturday, a good example of that, where it really dries out the topsoil. So, some beneficial rains falling in the state overnight, but again, looking ahead for the rest of the week, it looks like in a lot of southwestern Iowa and western Iowa, additional amounts staying on the light side. So those areas that didn't get much rain overnight probably won't see a great deal now for the rest of this week.
Well, I don't think we're at a critical point at all yet, but, the longer this moves forward, as we know, especially during this critical early period of the growing season, too, as we, get planting finished up, it would be really nice to have some beneficial rains.
Oh, no doubt about it. Some of the topsoils have been pretty dry, and it's nice to have a nice rain after you've planted. And it looks like that, again, coming up here in the short term, any additional amounts looking fairly light. The weather pattern does look a little bit more active this weekend into next week, so that may be the next opportunity for some greater rainfall amounts in areas that missed it the past 24 hours. I just don't see too much happening as far as greater amounts the rest of this week. And as you mentioned, of course, the longer we don't get significant rain, it gets to be a more of concern. And I think if we can get some of those rains back over more of Iowa next week, then it'll certainly alleviate at least the short-term dryness, giving some good moisture for the planted crops and to give them a kickstart to growing this year.
Mm-hmm. On the other side of that, too, I know it's still early, relatively early here in the spring, but we really haven't seen much activity as far as severe weather goes. Is it odd to have as little as we've had this time of the year?
Well, probably we're running below normal. I mean, we had a lot of cool weather in April, and April is the month where you typically see the severe weather increase a bit further north in the Midwest. And, when you have that cool Canadian air like we had much of April, it really is not that conducive to severe weather. Most of the severe weather occurred in the southern part of the country during that period of time. So we really haven't had very many strong thunderstorms in Iowa this spring. I don't know of anything that occurred the past 24 hours that was strong, the pockets of heavier rainfall, but no severe weather. You know, it looks like, I would say, the greatest chance of severe weather may tend to stay south of Iowa, you know, heading into the first 1 to 2 weeks of May. It looks like we'll have some, you know, cooler air coming in from the north this week and a trend for a cooler pattern into the 6 to 10 day time frame, and that may tend to keep the best chances for severe weather to the south of Iowa. Hopefully next week we'll be on the northern edge of that more active weather pattern and start to see some greater rain coming back into the state once again.
Well, good. I know all weekend long, anytime we'd run into anyone, it was always talk about how nice the weather is, but how much we need the rainfall always followed that discussion, and it would sure be great to do that, but we kind of missed out on it in large measure this weekend and into this early part of the week. But, you know, you mentioned up front there was kind of that line from Council Bluffs just north of Atlantic off toward Jefferson, that anybody to the north and west of that line picking up, you know, quarter, half-inch amounts. And I know Brett walked in here in the studio this morning and mentioned one of his employees lives up at Elkhorn, just to the north and west of us. Yeah, picked up, what, a half an inch or so? Yeah, so, you know, you kind of see that line drawn if you look at some of those numbers. It just seems like we just don't pull it down here quite a bit.
Well, you know, and looking at the radar estimated rainfall, it looks like over there toward Harrison County, Iowa, and, mm-hmm. and maybe the Takema part area of Nebraska, maybe as much as 2 or 3 inches of rain fell there. So a kind of feast or famine from the rains that fell overnight. If you're north and west of Atlantic, you had a nice shower in places, but if you're farther south and east, kind of disappointing. And unfortunately, it looks like additional rains today on the light side, as we discussed earlier.
Yeah, as I say, we're all a little selfish. We'd like to have our weekends be nice weather. It can rain a little bit during the week, but we just don't have that option. I guess we'll take it whenever we can get it.
Well, that's true, and I think that perhaps this upcoming weekend and next week, maybe getting back into a little bit better position for some greater rainfall over the areas of Iowa that missed it the past 24 hours.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we hope for those folks that are having some outdoor celebrations and outdoor graduation ceremonies and things, we hope for nice weather, at least while you're doing that. But in between times, a little rain wouldn't hurt anybody, right?
Well, if we could get the rain between midnight and 5 in the morning and then everybody might be happy then, I guess.
You haven't worked that out yet.
No, that's one of the things on my list.
All right. Well, wave that magic wand, would you?
All okay.
Right. Very good. Well, thank you, Dan. Appreciate the time this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. Very good. That's Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center joining us here this morning.